Wilson the rescue dog, he rescued some children that was missing in the Amazon jungle. Unfortunately, he's now missing himself. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Rayshon Blyton here, politicalbombshow.com, for all of your news and Political Bomb Show podcasts. Or you can simply support the show by going to politicalbombshow.com/support us and help us out that way. Leave a like, share, and subscribe. This one is near and dear to my heart because I have a rescue dog of my own. By the way, I wanted to mention this, but I did not. All right, hold on. Give me a second. Let me just add this. I should have done this. My church, every first Saturday of every month, we usually have a men's breakfast ministry. The food is amazing. The conversation and the scripture readings are great. And we're having one coming up August 5th. And I meant to put that up here, but I'm going to put that up as we speak right now. And hopefully I don't pin it in the wrong area. Let's see. Oh boy. Okay, you know what? Here we go. You know what? Let me just move this up some. Here we go. This isn't professional looking at all, but hey, I want you to, if you are local, to swing on by. You can see the address there. And you will enjoy it. All right, so we'll fix that in the next. We'll fix that next segment. All right, let's get into this story because a very sad one for me. I mean, happy yes, that he did find the children. There it is right there. Wilson, the rescue dog, found kids stranded in Amazon jungle before sadly missing himself. So it's not ideal, but this is what he was trained for. But let's, nonetheless, doesn't make it any sadder. Let's read this story. When a plane crashed in the jungles of Colombia in May, four siblings ranging in age from 1 to 13 were stranded in the wilderness and survived a shocking 40 days before authorities were able to locate them. Wow, that is pretty shocking. With a one-year-old, so the 13-year-old, I'm assuming, took the role in helping them survive. I don't know what kind of food would be in the Amazon jungle. I've never been in the Amazon jungle. But the deadly crash left the pilot, the children's mother, and other passengers dead, leaving Leslie, I'm going to probably butcher this last name, so I'm not going to try to pronounce it, and McCulty, 13, I can't pronounce this, Jacob Bombury, that sounds right, 9, what? These names are hard to pronounce. Anyway, I'm not going to try to pronounce these names. And the infant, Kristen Ranaku, to fend for themselves in the wilds of the Amazon jungle. A massive search effort quickly commenced with more than 100 Colombian Special Forces troops and 70 indigenous scouts combing the area. But for weeks, all they turned up were tantalizing clues. Finally, against all odds, the kids were discovered alive in June. The children have since been evacuated and treated, and they were recently released from the hospital. There's a little video here from The Guardian, as you can see there. It's an incredible story that highlights the bravery of these young children and the efforts of the desperate searchers. But there's one more side to it, and it concerns a dog namely a six-year-old Belgian Shepherd named Wilson, without whose efforts these kids might not ever have been found. Interestingly enough, Wilson is the name of the volleyball that Okay, I don't want to talk about the Tom Hanks Castaway movie. Okay, Dino, I installed this remote thing. I'm going to uninstall it. I don't trust it. I don't like it. However, unlike Hanks, okay, I don't want to talk about Hanks. In the movie, this version of Wilson was very much alive. It seems that he found the kids before anyone else. Earlier, he had led his guide. So what happened to the guide? How did the dog... I don't understand this. He led his guide to the downed aircraft before he broke his leash, and then dashing off to find the kids. It's likely that when he located them, he gave them hope and strength as they struggled to survive, and his presence let them know that help was on the way. Unfortunately, despite his heroic efforts to find the children, Wilson himself apparently got disoriented by the treacherous Terrans, and he disappeared into the Amazon jungle, and he has not been seen since. I don't think he's going to fare that well. I just don't think he will. Between the wild animals and, I don't know. Let's hope that he's okay. The Colombian army did everything it could to locate him, but unfortunately, I guess it didn't. The tweet, or is it X? I don't know what the name of it is now, because as you can see, there's not a bird there anymore. There's an X, but is it still called Twitter? Or is it called X? I have no idea. Anyway, the tweet below was from when the search was still active, and it had since sadly been called off. So I don't think he's going to survive. I hate to put it this way, but I don't think he's going to survive. I really don't. Sad. Although the Colombian military has now ended the search effort, and it seems unlikely that Wilson will ever be found, it was also unlikely that, okay, you can't compare four children being found and surviving to the dog, because the children, even though they are children, the 13-year-old, they're much more equipped to handle things like this. I don't think that the dog is, so you can't really, don't give false hope. I don't think he fares well. I just don't. I could be wrong. And if God wanted the dog to survive, the dog will survive. But anyway, that's that. Don't forget, if you are in the area, I'm not going to flash it back up here because I need to frame it better. But we are, when I say we, I mean the Second Baptist Church of South Hadley, Massachusetts. We're having our monthly first of the month men's breakfast. So just go to our website or just search South Hadley Second Baptist Church and we will see you there. 8 a.m. sharp. You can show up 7:30 a.m. as we like to fellowship before we actually kick things off.
If you agree, won't you give a thumbs up? If you disagree, give a thumbs up anyway.